Mark Etheridge of D1Baseball.com. Mark, I'm interested in Alabama's matchup tomorrow. Not because I think that, you know, these two teams from a talent standpoint can go toe-to-toe with one another, but I do know what Nichols is going to be able to throw on the mound initially. How much of a problem could that be for the Crimson Tide at home at 6 p.m. tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, it could definitely be a problem. You know, that's the deal when you face a four seed. If they've got a dude, and they've got Jacob Myers, 9-1, his ERA's under 2, he was the Southland Conference Freshman of the Year. He led the conference in strikeouts. Probably a guy who's going to get a lot of interest, you know, in this new world of transfer portal and all that kind of stuff. I do think that's the concern. You go in and if he just deals, then you got to find a way to scratch some offense. And Nichols is a tough matchup in other ways too, because they're a very aggressive team. They're going to play some small ball. They're going to run, be aggressive on the bases. It's a style that SEC teams don't see a lot. Kentucky plays a version of that in the SEC, but really no one else does. It's one of these deals where Alabama's playing really well. It's a veteran team, but this is a new environment. It's a host original, first time since 2006. There's so many things going through your head, especially after the month that they've had. It's definitely one of the more challenging 1-versus-4 matchups.
It's such a weird collection of teams, though. I mean, you look at Troy. They can smash the baseball. Boston College, pretty well-rounded. Nichols has good front end, but I don't know if they have the depth. And Alabama's both, top 3 in both ERA and batting average in the SEC. So I would actually say it's one of the more difficult regions. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, it should be. If, you know, especially Boston College coming into tournament week, we have them projected to host a regional, and they didn't have a great week, and some other teams, had better weeks, and it kind of squeezed them out. So they are definitely one of the top 2 seeds. Them along with Southern Miss, who went to Auburn, and Campbell. Those for me would be the top 3 2 seeds in the whole deal. I do think that that Boston College, they're another older veteran team. They play with kind of an attitude, and they're not going to be dismayed going into Tuscaloosa and what will be, from what I understand, a huge sellout type of crowd. And then with Troy, they do have some power. I mean, Shane Lewis was among the national home run leaders. And they played Alabama twice this year in midweek. And as you guys know, in college baseball, you use your best pitchers on the weekend, and you use, you know, your 4th, 5th starters during the midweek. Well, this time, you know, should Alabama and Troy play again, it'll be the top pitchers against top pitchers. So that will be an interesting matchup for Alabama, who's, you know, Alabama is at this point is playing as well as anybody. We had coaches coming up to us during the SEC tournament unsolicited to talk about how well Alabama, you know, how impressed they were and how well they were playing and the talent on that team, especially, you know, their pitching. Because this is a year in the SEC where pitching's down. Offense rules the day, and Alabama's one of the exceptions to that at this point.
Mark Etheridge of D1Baseball.com joining us on the Bud Light Hotline. And I know you had a little bit of a write-up on this, and I wanted to move over to that Auburn Regional. We've got Tony David coming up on the show at 9:20 today, Sanford head baseball coach. But just how rare a feat was it to be able to do what they did to even get to this spot, winning 3 games last Saturday, to be able to advance and find their way into this tournament?
Man, you're in for a treat if you're talking to Tony. He's one of the great characters of the game. He's a blast. I talked to him the other day just to kind of get his perspective on it. They won 3 games in 1 day. There's an NCAA rule that says you can only play 2 in a day, but there's an exception if it's for a tournament championship, and that's how they played 3 in a day. They started at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern, which, you know, Central Time, that's 7 a.m. body clock, and they didn't finish playing until after 5 p.m. I mean, it's just, like 30 minutes between games. It's just a fascinating deal. And the other thing I'd point out is the same catcher caught all 27 innings. Oh. Talk about somebody that needs an ice bath at the end of the day.
That's the Advil.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a team that, or really a program that has been through a lot. You know, every year it seems like their best players get poached to go to the SEC. They had some key injuries this year as well, and all they do is just find ways to win. It's just an incredible job by Tony David to Samford, and they're going to be a handful. You know, they're certainly playing with a lot of confidence. You win three elimination games in the same day, you feel like you're bulletproof, and that's what they'll do. That's what they'll feel like as they go into Auburn this weekend.
What do you think is the most competitive regional? They're just top to bottom. Because I know a lot of people have said it's kind of all over the place. Everyone's kind of got a different opinion, which I think is fascinating. So of all the regionals this weekend, which one do you think is the most competitive?
Yeah, I think the most balanced would probably be Terre Haute, where you have Indiana State, who's not a dominant one seed. Iowa's the two, North Carolina's the three, and Wright State, which is actually one of the better four seeds in the field. I think certainly any of the top three could win the regional, and I think, you know, all four could win multiple games. So that one's pretty balanced. Lexington's balanced to me. Kentucky is one of those teams that they're good, but they're kind of scrappy, and they get the most out of their players. They're not as talented as some of these high-level SEC clubs. So maybe they're vulnerable. They're two seeds, West Virginia, who we had projected to be a top eight seed a couple of weeks ago, and they scuffled down the stretch, and it cost them, put them on the road to Kentucky. But 2 weeks ago, I mean, they would have been the team hosting. So it's definitely a tough matchup. And Indiana's a tough three there. So those would probably be the most challenging from a balance standpoint heading into the weekend.
Mark Etheridge of D1Baseball.com joining us on the Bud Light Hotline. Speaking of balance, I'm interested to get your thoughts just on Southern Miss and kind of where they compare to some of the other big-name teams that we would talk about on a regular basis. 41-17. We talked the other day about Tanner Hall, a 2.23 ERA. That's 10th in all of college baseball. Their team ERA is 4.0, which is 9th in all of college baseball. But you got Slade Wilkes with 20 home runs. You got shortstop Dustin Dickerson hitting .325. I mean, they feel like they really don't slouch off in any part of their team. How dangerous are they not only in this regional, but maybe even past this regional in Auburn?
Yeah. Well, you remember last year they won a regional that contained LSU, and even though they played in Hattiesburg, most people were picking the Tigers, and Southern Miss won it. So they go in, they're playing really well down the stretch. Their longtime coach, Scott Berry's, announced this is his final year. You know, you kind of get that feeling when the coach hangs it up, everybody looks at each other and goes, we got it. We got to get this done for coach. And I think that's what makes them such a challenging two seed, not just because they're good on the field, but that, you know, that intangible heading into the weekend. Really tough matchup for Samford to draw. Not only Southern Miss, but to draw Tanner Hall, 12-3 this year. His ERA is just over 2. And as we mentioned, this is a year that's very offensive, and he's just been one of the exceptions nationally. They're the kind of club, though. They do have a solid offense. In years past, sometimes they're just smacking the ball all over the park, and this year's more of a kind of like what we see with Arkansas for US SEC fans. They make all the plays. They get the clutch hit. You look at the end of the day, and how did this team beat us? And they continue to just roll. So it's one of these clubs that you hate to play because they're going to make you earn everything.
Well, Mark, we appreciate the time today, man. Great stuff. I know you're excited about it. Do you feel comfortable that both Auburn and Alabama advance, or would you go against that if asked?
Yeah, I think I'm more worried about Auburn with Southern Miss, just for the reason that we talked about. Auburn doesn't have the pitching depth, although their offense is really strong, and they have pitched much better down the stretch and winning a lot of games. Auburn had the best record in the conference for the last half of the season, so that one is a little shaky for me. I do think Alabama will find a way to win. Boston College is, again, a very tough two seed. At the end of the day, I do think you're going to get, you know, you have eight SEC teams hosting, and then you have a couple of two seeds that can also advance. I mean, I really think you're going to have probably eight of those 10 advance into the next round. And it may be Alabama and Auburn. Also could be Texas A&M, who's out at Stanford. They played great last week. So it's kind of one of these things where the balance of college baseball has shifted to the SEC. It's where a lot of players are going for a lot of different reasons. And because of that, the strength, I think, will show itself during the postseason.
Mark, great stuff, man. We appreciate the time, and definitely look forward to having you back. Enjoy the weekend.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
That's Mark Etheridge with D1Baseball.com joining us on the Bud Light Hotline.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.